Here is that KLEM news for this Saturday afternoon. Local veterans and the general public are invited to attend the Rock for Vets fundraiser scheduled for this evening at the Olson Hallweg American Legion Pulse 125 of Merrill. The event kicks off with a dinner at 5:30, followed by a program at 6:30, and then a dance featuring the music of the Jammers. The event is to raise money for a Midwest Honor Flight that covers 8 counties within northwest Iowa. The Olson Hallweg American Legion Pulse 125 of Merrill, along with the Iowa Rock and Roll Music Association, have joined into a partnership to provide an evening of music and information to honor and to say thank you to all those who have served or are currently serving in the military. Representatives of Honor Flight, Iowa Rock and Roll Association, Plymouth County Veterans Affairs, VA Clinic of Sioux City will all be on site to offer information on what is available to veterans. The American Legion and the Rock and Roll Association are currently in the process of soliciting funds to raise money for the Honor Flight program. It is estimated that over $100,000 is needed to fly a plane loaded with veterans to Washington, D.C. All donations go to the Honor Flight. This is not a fundraiser for the American Legion. The event is being held at the Kissinger Community Center in Merrill. Doors will open at 5 p.m. The event is free of charge for all veterans and active military personnel. A $10 charge is for all others. Food will be served for a free will offering. And throughout the evening will be various door prize drawings. A raffle is also being held with tickets for the raffle at $5 each or 5 tickets for $20. Well, Election Day is only 4 days away, so what issues are on the minds of voters to get them to the polling place? Jeff Taylor, political science professor with Dort College of Sioux Center, says it all depends upon a person's political preference.
Partly it's different races, but I think even more than that, I think the members of the different parties sometimes maybe have a different focus. For example, I think Republicans, many of them remain interested in the idea of immigration and specifically illegal immigration and news of the caravan working its way through Mexico and things like that. I think that's on the minds of a lot of Republicans. I think Democrats, they're maybe looking more at things like health care, issues of education in Iowa, mental health being provided by the state. And so partly the partisan divide, I think, also affects on which things we care most about. And so you'll see candidates pitching to their base in the closing days of the campaign.
It has been said that voters will vote based on their pocketbooks. Aside from agriculture, the state's economy is doing well. Taylor comments on how that economy will affect this year's balloting.
Well, I think that dampens or curtails some opposition that you might get to the Republican Party, which has power right now in Washington and in Des Moines. If the economy was bad, I think the midterm election would be a lot dicier from a Republican point of view, and oftentimes that happens. Midway through, there may be some kind of a recession going on. We're really economically, as you said, with the exception of the farm economy, for the most part, doing pretty well. So I would think that would tend to help Republicans, but certainly the race for the U.S. House, the Steve King race, J.D. Schultz and the Democrat is hammering him partly on the issue of tariffs, where King has been more supportive of the Trump administration's efforts. And Schulten's calling attention to that.
Several newspapers throughout the state have given their endorsements to candidates, but do those endorsements actually benefit a candidate? And do voters make their decision based on those endorsements? The Dort College political science professor doesn't believe that newspaper endorsements carry the weight today that they once did with past elections.
Although I subscribe to a daily newspaper, and I'm old school enough that I like reading newspapers, but I feel like they don't really carry much weight, not nearly as much as they used to, partly because of the alternate forms of media that people have access to. The numbers of subscribers has gone down over the years. They're just not the heavyweight players that they used to be. And also, to some extent, you're going to discount some of those endorsements. The Des Moines Register has always been pretty much a Democratic paper, statewide races. And so it's not surprising that they would endorse Hubble. So I don't know that the average reader of the Register is going to be swayed one way or the other, or the smaller, you know, papers that you mentioned, that they're going to be moved this way or that way just because they came out and endorsed somebody. So I'd say that's probably a negligible influence in the voting.
And leading up to the election day, people are constantly informed of the latest polling numbers indicating how certain demographics are likely to vote. But oftentimes, polls are incorrect. The best example may be with the last presidential election. Polls prior to the election day had shown that Democrat Hillary Clinton was leading the polls over Republican Donald Trump. Taylor explains why polling is sometimes misleading.
This is partly what I don't know. Like when King is saying he's doing it as an internal poll, he released that information. Now, internal polls, they want that to be accurate because they don't want to be surprised by that. So if that showed him up, you know, double digits, to me that's persuasive, except the fact that it is being released by the campaign. So then you think, well, all right, normally if this was a private internal poll, I'd say that's a trustworthy number at the time the poll was taken. But the fact that King is publicizing that, then I think, well, that could be a way of, you know, reassuring his voters, you know, don't abandon me, I still have the momentum, and all of that. Now, the Scholten poll was done by a Democratic polling company, and it was an online poll, which makes me a little bit suspicious of that one on two scores. So there may be a partisan bias to the poll, and also the fact that it's online, I think, makes it a little less reliable than a telephone poll.
Taylor says that there may be some instances when potential voters don't necessarily reveal to pollsters all the information.
One other factor is that sometimes controversial candidates like Trump and like King can underpoll because people are hesitant to tell the pollster that they're planning to vote for that person. Now you would think, or I would think, why would I care what a stranger thinks about my vote? But some people don't want to be judged in that way, and so they will say they're not sure, when in fact they are sure and they're planning to vote for the controversial candidate. So if anything, I think King might be underpolling a little bit, but how much, I don't know.
And that is a look at your news on this Saturday afternoon.